The most memorable moment for me was meeting three women from New Jersey. One of them was from the 1.7 square mile town where I lived. I spent my junior and senior high school years, and her daughter was a sophomore at my high school, graduating class in 1967. Back then, I didn't know there was such a thing as Unitarian. My parents didn't approve of my college friends, you know, those thinking social justice hippies. Well, then my family moved to Louisville in 1969. Okay, end of that experience. After the march, Nancy and I went to a bar. We're supposed to say we went and got a cool drink, but I'm sorry, we went to a bar. And got into an inspiring discussion with a woman at another table. When I talk about my thoughts and attitudes about life with other people, it helps me figure out what it is I think about things. This conversation reminded me of who I am and what I want and what I think. Please open your hymnals to number 457 and join me in reading one of my favorite poems by Unitarian minister, the Reverend Edward Everett Hale. Oh, please stand up as you are able and willing, and you know the routine. Read with conviction. I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do.